Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All righty then, ladies and gentlemen, we're into hour number three. This is the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. And again, my name is Lee Elsie. You can find out more about me at LeeElsie.com. I suggest you go there. Wayne Allen Root has this whole week off, man. I think he is all oiled up on some beach somewhere, absolutely living the dream. But he'll be back live and in person on Monday morning. I got you again tomorrow night, and a best of Wayne on Friday as you head into the weekend. But coming up right now, one of our good pals from the Heritage Foundation. You can go online, find more about Tommy Binion, T.P. Binion, on Twitter. But we love bringing him on. He's actually down there in Washington, D.C. as we speak. Break down this infrastructure package. Two bills, the dead of night, slipping it by us. What's going on?
Yeah, two big bills passed over the last 24 hours. The very first one was a bipartisan infrastructure package. It's a $1 trillion bill. It enjoyed the support of 18 or 19 Republican senators, and they spent the last couple of months negotiating it. When they initially struck that deal, Joe Biden, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi all said it was a packaged deal with a much larger bill, a $3.5 trillion deal that could include amnesty, the Green New Deal, all kinds of things could be in this larger package. Chuck Schumer has said they're linked. He said it's a two-track system. Nancy Pelosi said she can't pass one or the other. So yesterday, as soon as they passed that infrastructure package, Chuck Schumer immediately pivoted the Senate to working on a budget resolution, a $3.5 trillion budget resolution that is the setup for that larger package. They spent all day yesterday working on this budget resolution, passed it at 4 o'clock in the morning last night, and then went home for the rest of the month. So that's the Senate for you. They're going to do their $1 trillion bill. They're going to set themselves up to do a bigger bill in the fall and then go home for the rest of August. That's what happened yesterday.
So what's the likelihood, though, of the $3.5 trillion passing? I feel as though that gives a tremendous amount of power. That's the consensus, that the squad gains power if this $3.5 trillion package passes.
Yeah, it's really interesting. When you look at the Democratic caucus, the squad has a veto. Nothing will pass without their permission. It's the same thing in the Senate. Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema have a veto. And they are on the opposite end of the spectrum. The more, I don't think moderate is the word, but they're closer to the center than AOC is. We'll leave it at that.
Right.
And they have a veto in the Senate. And so, that is interesting. Can you balance those two ends of the Democratic spectrum? But by far, what's more interesting is the leverage that they have. So Pelosi is not going to pass this bipartisan infrastructure bill until she gets the $3.5 trillion bill. So in a sense, there's a hostage that they can take. The moderates, they want the infrastructure bill. They want the bipartisan bill. And so that bill will be taken hostage until the Democrats get everything they want. That's why they say it's a package deal. I think they're either both going to become law or neither one of them is going to become law.
If I were to ask you, I don't know, a year ago, maybe 18 months ago, if some of the most powerful people in Washington would be a former bartender, a Somali refugee, and two other folks who absolutely hate America. What would you say to that? The most powerful group in the... It's nuts.
Yeah. it would surprise me more, not their history, because, you know, I think the fact that you could make it in this country from any beginning is what makes us great.
I agree.
But their ideology, their progressive and really socialist worldview is what surprises me more than where they came from. I'm sort of proud that they are leaders based on where they came from, but it shocks me that they are virtually socialist, leading the United States Congress. That's what's most concerning.
Yeah. Tommy Vinnie is with us from the Heritage Foundation. I agree with that. I want to restate that. I'm not necessarily saying that anybody, any position, like any job that you have or level of education would preclude you from being a United States congressperson or a senator. I'm actually 100% against that. I just feel like you feel you've got these, in particular, you got these folks who clearly don't like this country and yet are, you know, holding a tremendous amount of power and sort of wielding it.
That is stunning and would have surprised me before it happened. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Moving to the Cuomo crime syndicate, how much attention did you pay to the Andrew Cuomo saga?
You know, Twitter is so ugly and nasty, but there are days where you could just find beautiful things on Twitter. And so yesterday, if you went to look, what you could find is all of these lefty politicians and all of these lefty celebrities just going on and on and on and on about how great he is from last March and April when he was doing those COVID press conferences. I mean, they were all just head over heels over the man. And so in the context of him resigning in disgrace yesterday, watching those videos, oh, it was just a beautiful thing, right? Because, you know, they're all full of it. They're all full of it. It's all political. The man is not near as virtuous as they said. And then some of them are even piling on yesterday, like, oh, yeah, we got rid of him. Well, let's go see what you were saying a year and a half ago, right? It just proves they're full of it. And it's all about political expedience.
Tommy Vinion from the Heritage Foundation is joining us. It's remarkable how fast someone can actually fall from the grace of the public, and Cuomo has dropped like a stone.
But they knew or had every reason to know who he really was.
Right.
I mean, that's the thing that gets me is this is a surprise to the rest of the world because we don't run in these elite political circles in New York. And we don't, you know, we don't go to cocktail parties and watch how he interacts with women there. But they did.
Yeah.
They knew.
Right. You're right. You're right. And by the way, I just saw a story which is going to be very sad for the Cuomos as a whole, but apparently the Cuomos will not be welcome, for God's sake, into the Hampton social scene. That according to a Society Insider. What is he going to do with himself? Jeez.
So how did his brother not know?
His brother knew. Of course
his brother
he knew.
Never been around other women with his brother. It's a joke.
It's a joke.
Of course they knew.
All right, listen, before I run out of time, Tommy, I had to get your opinion on this, but in order for me to get your opinion on this, I've got to play you a little piece of audio, if you don't mind, all right?
That's it.
That is the Batman and Robin theme, and I don't know if you got a chance to see this today. Did you get a chance to see the new news coming out of the Batman-Robin saga?
No, I don't know this.
All right, this is big. According to DC Comics, which came out yesterday, Robin has officially come out as a bisexual. In case you were wondering, Robin likes both the boys and the girls. So I don't know if that changes your opinion on him at all and his crime-fighting capabilities, but DC wanted to make sure you were well aware of that.
That is, what does a person say about that? This is a... You can't change a franchise. Like, I mean, you know, I've watched Batman and Robin for my 33 years of life. You can't just, you know, wipe that out.
Puts a lot of those scenes that we watched as a kid into very peculiar situations, like when they were tied up together or they, when they were climbing those walls, one in front of the other.
I have an opinion on doing this kinds of things, especially on products that are aimed at kids.
Yeah.
Okay, and I oppose it.
I agree.
But more than that, like, come out with a new character that is bisexual if you're going to do it. You can't change something that already has a 50-year history or whatever it is. You can't rewrite history. You gotta come up. That's not okay.
So I'm trying to be funny and sarcastic, but the truth is, you're right. Why are children and children's superheroes being subjected to this sexuality? It's a terrible thing. I'm sorry.
It's for the liberal adults that make these products. It's not for the kids. They don't even understand it.
Exactly.
They love superheroes.
Yeah.
They don't want to have this stuff. as part of their content. The reason these kinds of things happen is for the liberal adults that make these products. Stinks for the kids.
You're right. All right. He's a great follow on Twitter. Make sure you do it. TP Binion. Tommy, I'll talk to you next week. Thank you, sir.
All right. Let me talk to you soon. Bye.
All right, buddy. Have a good one. Tommy Binion, Heritage Foundation. Again, you can check out more about the Heritage Foundation online at heritage.org, and we love our friends over at the Heritage Foundation. All right, I've got to take a quick break. If you want to learn more about me, well, that's really nice of you. You can go online, check out leelsey.com. You can email me, leelseyradio@gmail.com. You can go on my Facebook page, which is Lee Elsey, and then quotation marks, Voice of Freedom, because, yes, I am the Voice of Freedom, and send me a message on Facebook. Give me a friend request. Tell me you listen to the show here on the USA Radio Network, and we'll be pals and buddies and friends for life. It'll be a wonderful thing. Really. It really, really will. I'm excited about it. So we've got a little less than an hour to go. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk to a former coach of mine and a current educator. I want to get into how much money teachers make and the median salaries for teachers across the country. Some states, it might actually surprise you how much, that's right, how much teachers make. And in other states, you may be shocked about how little they actually make. So we'll get into that a little bit later on. And if you want to call in, you absolutely can. Give me a shout, 1-833-WAR-TALK. That's 1-833-WAR-TALK. If you want to talk about teachers or the infrastructure package or the fact that Robin, the boy wonder, is in fact bi, we can tackle all of that and more right here on the great USA Radio Network. I've got to take a break. We'll come right back. Stick around.
I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with their subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off. Hi, Wayne Allyn Root here. I don't have to tell you why you need gold. You hear it from me every single day on my show. When I need gold, I go to Michael and Rich Checkin at ASI, Asset Strategies International. Right now, ASI is offering my listeners the new Type 2 1-ounce gold American Eagle at 6% over the gold price while supplies last. They are the definition of honest. 39 years in business, over $5 billion in sales, over 20,000 clients with zero complaints. The biggest question on everyone's mind right now is, when will gold and silver prices start to explode upwards? Right now, prices are low, but that's to your advantage. They won't be forever. We expanded the money supply by 25%. Commodity prices up, consumer prices up, energy prices up. Inflation is here, and it's going to get much worse before it gets better. Call ASI today at 800-831-0007 to claim your American Gold Eagle at 6% over gold. That's 800-831-0007 or assetstrategies.com. Tell them more sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign power. powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Raw and unfiltered.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
First, let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show. It is Patriot VPN. They're a private, a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. So let me say that in plain English. Patriot VPN protects your internet privacy, your data and your privacy, everything you say and do. Everywhere you go on the internet is now secure. Nobody can find out. So cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider, ISP, they all collect and use your private information without your knowledge. And there are so many examples in the media, but how about conservative groups in America being actively targeted and your personal information and internet history being sold by your ISP? It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For your business, for your family, for your personal use, three different plans to meet your needs starting at only $6.95 a month. $6.95 a month. And when you use the code WAR, you get 3 months free with an annual subscription. It's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com. It's all about your internet privacy.
Thank you, Wayne. Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. Let's go in a different direction just for a couple of minutes here. You may not realize this, but apparently our troops stationed overseas are becoming increasingly vulnerable to so-called directed energy attacks, which trigger debilitating flu-like symptoms. Now, we heard about what was going on in Cuba. Remember that for the longest time, they were getting headaches and sound waves and people were getting sick. Same kind of thing now is happening in other places across the globe. Now, there are folks out there who are adamant that there are these types of microwave
laser type of pinpointed weaponry that can attack somebody from a great distance and do it in an unconventional way. The Pentagon has organized a special briefing for Capitol Hill lawmakers, so we'll see what comes of that, and also a special task force associated with this. But there is this thought that there are these certain types of weapons that maybe we're not either used to or know a lot about that are targeting troops, our troops, in different places across the globe. And I think that's something that we need to pay very, very close attention to. Pentagon officials have placed the blame on Russia and or China, which have both researched direct energy attacks. But because the weapons come in an array of shapes and sizes and can often be portable and operated remotely, really, there's no proof that this stuff is happening. But, I mean, when you have folks getting sick over and over and over again, and in the same way, something's going on. Something devious is going on, certainly, in those places. All right, spinning from those advanced weapons, the laser weapons, et cetera, let's move to kids in cages, which is spiraling out of control at our southern border. You know, we spent the better part of 4 years talking about how it was Obama who originally put the kids in cages. Trump was following suit, actually did a much more humane job of caring for those kids. And here we are during the early onset of the Biden administration, and it is spiraling out of control. Some of the video footage of what's going on our southern border is ghastly, horrifying, right? What these kids are going through or families are going through. So they want to spin it, they being the Democrats, spin it as if somehow they're the righteous or have a righteous cause that they're trying to champion. Yet all the while, they're doing exactly the same thing that the previous administration had done, even worse, because Biden, in his infinite idiocy, has opened up the border to everyone. And as I've reported and has been reported ad nauseum, by the time this year is all done, by the time the Biden administration is through, you'll probably get 2 million additional illegal immigrants in this country on top of what we already have, getting free health care, getting free schooling, all of that. I mean, this is where we are, guys. This is just unsustainable stuff that we've talked about over and over and over again. It keeps happening. We talk about it, and nothing gets done. I yell about it, nothing gets done. When will that line in the sand be drawn, and when will they step over it? I'm waiting for it. You're waiting for it. We're all waiting for it. When will it happen? When will we finally say enough is enough? There are so many different areas that we can talk about where we're getting to that point of no return where enough is enough, whether it's masks and vaccines and schooling and education and taxes and immigration, all of it in the first 6-7 months of this presidency. And we all thought it was going to happen. We all predicted that it was going to happen. I don't think anybody thought it was going to come so quickly. And in addition to all of that, you know, we're paying $3.50, closing in on $4 for a gallon of gas. The price of goods and services has gone through the roof. We all know that as well. All right, listen, I got to take a quick break. Once again, my name is Lee Elsie. I am filling in for Wayne Allen Root, who is on vacation. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. Stick around. You're listening to the USA.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
One key thing about the infrastructure bill that just passed the Senate is there are no gas tax increases.
President Biden speaking at the White House regarding his Build Back Better agenda.
The president also saying in the future he wants to see the correlation between a barrel of oil falling with gas prices lowering, which is not happening now. McAllen, Texas Mayor Major Javier Villalobos is sounding the alarm and calling on the Biden administration with help as illegal immigrants make up a large portion of those who have tested positive for COVID-19. The mayor telling CBS News,
oh, I think there's an issue because now they're going through out, positive or non-positive. They get picked up and they're going out and we have no authority to stop it.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
You can
can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Once again, Wayne.
Bring on an old coach of mine, athletic director, current teacher at a Connecticut high school. And I wanted to ask him a couple of questions about whether or not he thinks teachers are paid too much. So Leo Ficini is joining me from my home state of Connecticut. Leo, how are you, man?
Good, Lee. All right. Glad to be of assistance in terms of maybe enlightening some of the listening public about teachers and their salaries.
So I have in front of me this, there's a like a graph and a chart, and they show where some of the salaries, actually the salary range of some of the teachers. You know, for example, a teacher in Colorado makes a paltry $33,482 a year, and Missouri's actually worse, $32,226. And some people would say, well, okay, some of the states pay a little bit more, some pay a little bit less, but you get the summers off. In a general sense, you know, you're putting the education of your children and sort of their care and well-being in the hands of some folks. And in some cases, you would think, man, they're drastically underpaid. Connecticut, though, would be an exception as I'm looking at it, Coach, because the average Connecticut salary is $78,000.
Yeah. Well, I think you've got to look at the demographics that are involved and where some of these schools that are underpaying are. And the other thing, I know Connecticut pays very well, okay? But in terms of, you know, getting the biggest bang for your buck, we're held in Connecticut anyway to a higher standard than, any other profession you can think of. Maybe the police are on a level with us in terms of to get certified. I know Connecticut's one of the toughest states in the U.S. to get certified in, you know. And then, you know, we're subject to, of course, a pretty tough evaluation process.
Yeah.
So, I and of course, being a 40-year, teacher for 40 years, I feel my salary is well justified. Sure.
No, I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying, like, $78,000 to me seems like a good spot for like teachers to be at, right? So I don't think that's absurd or insane. I'm thinking, some of these states, like I just mentioned, if you're living in Missouri or Colorado, why is Colorado so low? You would think Colorado would have a little bit more bang for their buck. $33,000 is crazy to start.
Well, I mean, I'm not sure you would think Colorado would be a little more economically stable, and maybe that's the reason. Maybe the economics of the area, but yeah. Certainly, if you look at the teaching profession, there's a pretty high burnout rate among teachers.
Yeah.
Because, you've heard people compare careers and years to dog years. I'm a believer in that. I personally have never looked at it as being, under duress or under pressure, not from the kids. Some of the administration that I've worked for in the past, right. I would think that they maybe should have chosen another field, but I would challenge anyone that thinks that going in to teach is a bag of shells to come in and walk in the shoes of a teacher for right. a week or a month.
Yeah.
And now, especially with this fiasco that we just got through with, was this distance learning that some of the pundits are hailing as, it's a unique new trend. It wasn't that good.
Yeah.
It wasn't that good.
And you see the results of some of that stuff is actually horrendous. And I think even from not just a learning standpoint, but from a personal well-being, these kids being locked away, particularly these young teenage kids without that ability to actually interact. I mean, that, you've seen it. It's got to be catastrophic.
Well, yeah, it is. And again, I teach freshman physical science, integrated science. And the kids that are honors level kids typically are highly motivated, driven. And, in general, those kids aren't the kids that are going to suffer. I've got other classes that are college prep, which is now a compendium of some college prep, some basic, right? And the pedagogy now is that if you have basic classes, the kids aren't deriving a full benefit. So to have the kids pull themselves up by the bootstraps, it's known as college prep. So you're not singling. It's like, you know, when they have free lunch programs, everybody eats for free now.
Right.
Because, you know, you don't want anybody to feel that they're being singled out or anything like that.
So everybody in a high school setting can just go to the cafeteria and get any food they want?
If you're on the Universal Food Program, yes.
So is anybody eligible for the Universal Food Program? If you're making $300,000-$400,000 a year, you can still get that?
Because I know that when I taught in a different school here in Connecticut, at first it was you had to sign up, and you know it was by, you know, your family's financial ability. But then because they didn't want those kids to be singled out,
right?
They'd feed them breakfast, they'd feed them lunch, and you'd get a little snack at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
I didn't realize that it was, is that across the country, is that the way it is now?
It was at one time. Now, again, I'm not.
Yeah, you know, I got you.
I'm not in that loop, but I know the kids get free and reduced lunch.
So hold on. So just since we're in Connecticut right now, broadcasting out over the entire country on over these 70-plus radio stations on the USA Radio Network. So in Connecticut, where the Gold Coast and Greenwich, the median income is somewhere north of, you know, $500,000 for those folks living on the Gold Coast of Connecticut, they can actually send their kids to school and have my tax dollars pay for their lunch?
I think it would be driven by the demographics.
Okay. Every school.
No, the socioeconomic. And again, we don't want someone hitting the panic button. It has nothing to do with race.
Right.
It is a socioeconomic.
Sure.
Surroundings of the community. Now, I don't think there's any poor parts of Greenwich, Connecticut.
Right. Well, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying the kids shouldn't eat or should kids be hungry ever. That's not my point. I'm just curious, if, you have the means to pay and you're, I guess it is what it is. It would seem like a deal.
But, then, the school I work in now is pretty diverse.
Yeah.
We've got the haves. We've got, maybe the not-so-haves. Right. And then we've got the have-nots.
Right.
So there are some arcane rules about eating in a classroom.
Yeah.
You know what? I kind of turn a blind eye to that because I'd rather have a kid have a little snack,
right?
Maybe a little something to drink, and then have a good mindset,
right?
And be able to, to get my whatever the lesson is across without any, disruptive behavior or anything like that. And if the kids are hungry, and you don't know the situation, some of these kids get up. They're responsible for getting other siblings up and getting them out of the house. They don't have, someone's not making them bacon and eggs.
Right.
Or pancakes or whatever,
I want to make sure folks understand that I'm not advocating that, folks who are hungry shouldn't get food. And I think maybe even to a certain extent, the school food programs are key because, like you had just said, some kids may not even get a chance to eat until they get to school. So
I know in the morning, our kids go down and get a breakfast every morning.
Right.
And during the pandemic, when we came back to school for the last, we came back on May 4th. They had breakfast for them every morning.
Since we're on this subject, I don't know how we got on the food subject, but what is the normal? Let's say, what's a normal breakfast? What are they getting? Fruit Loops? What are they?
No, they it's the high sugar materials.
That's out.
Are out.
That's out.
Bad for the kids.
All right, so what are we going with?
Sausage and egg sandwiches, right. Maybe sometimes on a croissant, fruit.
All right, that's
milk,
good. That's good.
Right? They have, it's a science.
How about Sloppy Joe's at lunch?
No, I don't think out? I think Sloppy Joe's, the days of Sloppy Joe's are out.
I remember Sloppy Joe's and those burnt, grilled cheese sandwiches that everybody's a big fan of.
And you might get, depending on how many they burned, you might You might be like a seal at the aquarium, and they might throw you more than one or two.
Because 2 days later, that was the croutons that they would use on the salad.
Exactly.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Well, listen, educator Leo Ficini is kind enough to join me. And the obviously, the idea of this conversation was to talk about the salaries of teachers across the country. And, you know, we're here in Connecticut where the teachers are paid, certainly, they're paid at least what they're worth. And again, $63,645 is the median average salary for teachers across the country. Like I said, some states pay a lot less than that, some pay more. And, you know, you also have opportunities to coach. Like, you coached and did other things, but you also wanted to make a point, and we're going to run out of time, so we only got about a minute and a half, but you actually have broken up fights. You've gotten knocked out. You've, you know, had to take weapons away from kids at times.
Yeah, I mean,
right?
It's not, you know, it's not like watching a school mom on the Andy Griffith Show, you know. Depending on where you work, you know, there have been some unsavory incidents. And, you know, I think it's part of your job to try to interact and try to be, you know, the peacemaker and do that. You know, it's a multifaceted job. You know, that's how I would describe it.
Right.
But, you know, you talked about the salary, too. In Connecticut, your salary is dependent on what your level of education is. So, in other words, the minimum would be a bachelor's degree. Connecticut, you've got 5 years, I think it is, to get a master's.
Okay.
And then if you get multiple master's, right?
Yeah.
Your salary would be incrementally increased.
Well, that makes sense. That's probably the smart
And it's got to be a bachelor of science. You can't teach in Connecticut with a bachelor of arts degree in a public school.
If you're out there, you're a teacher or a teacher wannabe, the state to migrate to is Massachusetts, just in case you were wondering, where the median salary is somewhere north of $84,000. We've got to go. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
When Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money back guarantee, 1 year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you missed the Energized Health event in Las Vegas, it's not too late. You can still learn and see all about the breakthrough science of inner cellular hydration, how it can help you reverse ailments and disease, lose fat fast, and look and feel better than you have in years. It's nothing short of extraordinary. Take action now. Go to energizedhealth.com. Click the red button and schedule your free consultation. Tell them Wayne sent you and get the War Decisive Action 40% discount. And for those of you that love a buy one, get one free, ask them to enter your spouse for free. This buy one, get one offer is only good through the end of the month. Successful people take action. So get the War Decisive Action 40% discount and add the person you love for free. It will change your life forever, just like it did for me. Best of all, it's not a crazy restrictive diet or painful exercise program. We've all tried those. Don't procrastinate. Go to energizedhealth.com and take action now. Book your free consultation, energizedhealth.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge.
Examples in the news recently? Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne will be here at the top of the hour. Our guest is Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. And Biden released a video on Friday last week celebrating the Lunar New Year, but also causing further divide by introducing race into this video where it didn't need to be. He was talking about Asian Americans being attacked, neglected to mention it was black folks who were attacking them. What do you make of all this?
And I'm glad you brought up the attacks on Asians. You know, to listen to Democrat politicians try and put that on Trump, and then you see the videos of the people who are doing the attacks. I'm sorry, but, you know, those young men mostly in Oakland, black men, you know, possibly gang-related, I don't think those are Trump supporters.
Right.
And I don't think they're motivated by anything that Trump said.
No.
At least not motivated positively. But the Dems are trying to say, oh, that's because of, you know, the racist thing that Trump built up. I'm sorry, that's just wrong. That's a lie. And those politicians do it with absolutely no problem, no difficulty saying it.
They have no conscience.
It's just amazing. They have none.
None. They're total hypocrites. I don't know how they look at themselves in the mirror every morning, I swear. Stephen Bucci is our guest, Heritage Foundation. Two more for me. I know you got to run. I appreciate the time, as always. But number one is, what are we going to end up doing with Cuomo? I mean, obviously, not to laugh because people died, but Jesus. Here's a guy who was put up on a pedestal. People were begging him to run for president because they knew Biden couldn't get out of his own way. Him and his brother Fredo causing all kinds of havoc. What do you make of this?
Well, first, I'm totally unsurprised. You know, Cuomo shifted from, you know, the statesman-like, his leadership model that he did for about 5 minutes of the whole thing and then wrote a book about it, to acting like some street thug, he and his brother Fredo there, you know, threatening people, threatening religious groups, saying, well, we'll see how, you know, how much they stand when we start finding them and we go after them. And then it turns out he's the one who's been lying. He's the one who's been deceiving the public. If he was a Republican, he'd already be up on a cross.
Yep.
But because he's a liberal Democrat, you're not even seeing it on most of the mainstream media. There's actually been a couple of mainstream outlets who have at least played the story of the gal, you know, making the accusation. But boy, there's no pitchforks or torches out there for old Andrew. But that's what he deserves. I mean, heck, even Mayor de Blasio has called for an investigation. You know, I mean, that's de Blasio's farther to the left than Cuomo.
Right.
Cuomo's more like running a crime family than it is, you know, some sort of liberal bastion. But it's he needs to go down. He needs to be recalled. If anybody needs to be impeached, you know, in the beginning of 2021, it's Andrew Cuomo.
Right.
Though I'd be happy if Gavin Newsom goes, too. But, you know, we need to call these guys to account. They have been lying and hiding things and deceiving the public and doing it seemingly with impunity. They need to be called to account through the legal means that we have in our system, and both at the state and federal level. But they need to pay the price for the lies that they have been telling the American people for the last year.
Absolutely. And you said it perfectly. His dopey brother, Fredo, speechless on CNN. He's just sitting there like a big dope every single night, doesn't know what to do, which I find hilarious. All right, Stephen, one more from me. Minneapolis, they're complaining now. First, they were complaining that, again, police were too violent or police weren't doing a good job. They defunded the police. Now the same folks who wanted all of that are complaining that the response times on 911 calls are not fast enough. This is after they've cut millions from their budgets. I mean, just a lack of common sense everywhere, right?
Well, it's, you know, exactly what you said. You know, people on our side of the aisle are like, duh. Did you think this was not going to happen when you defunded the police?
Right.
You know, if you're saying the police are not responding properly, what do? You take money away from them so they get less training, have less assets. So the options of the police are either to send in people into situations with way less numbers and capability to protect themselves, or they're going to not show up. Well, you know, the police understand they're not going to be supported if they go into those dicey situations. They got unions, too. And they're going to say, you know what? Time for us to just back up a little bit. You know, we'll handle the situations where we think we can deal with it. If it's one that could get out of hand, we're not showing up. And this shows, again, the hypocrisy of the left. That the only people that are going to be hurt by this are the good citizens, the majority of citizens who live in those poorer neighborhoods, who now the cops, who were the only ones protecting those people, are not going to show up. So now the thugs are going to have free reign to do whatever they want. This is, you know, to use the TV or movie analogy, we've just given the Joker and the bad guys from Arkham Asylum run of Gotham City. You know, you said, no, police stay out. The bad guys are going to handle them. We saw this in Portland, Lee, when the mayor said, oh, no, we're going to let them keep their autonomous zone. It'll be fine. It'll be a summer of love. And then they started killing each other and attacking, you know, citizens who live there, but were not part of this ridiculous idea. And then everybody started screaming, well, the police need to go in there and protect them. Well, the mayor told the police they couldn't. Leftist ideas like this come to roost. Unfortunately, the people who pay the price are the citizens of our cities, our states, and our country.
Great stuff again, Stephen. I just looked at the clock. I got to go. I'm out of time. I'll talk to you down the road. Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. Wayne Allen Root is here. He's up next. Keep it right here. It's the USA Radio Network.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis.
everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.